Tuesday, May 1st, 2018. You are listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast. And I am your host, Clint Daly, coming to you from the Mile High City. We are right here in Denver, Colorado. You know, we get together every single weekday. We talk sports. We try to look at the world of sports with a little bit of common sense, maybe a little bit of logic, kind of put some of that emotion and nonsense aside. Don't want to be, you know, the typical crushing the beer can on our head kind of sports fan. Try to look at things a little bit differently here at the Daily Dose. And every once in a while, you just might get a touch, just a hint of sarcasm here or there. We are happy to have you here with us today. Happy Tuesday to you. Monday is now behind us. We're moving past Monday. Monday was a little bit of a rough day. We're moving forward into this week. Hey, if you'd like to contact us and let us know how your week might be going, we would love to hear from you. Hit us up on email, dailydosesports@gmail.com. Or you can go over and find us on Facebook or Twitter. Both of those handles are at Daily Dose Sports. We do post links to the podcast there every day. We do every once in a while throw a few random thoughts out on Facebook or Twitter. But go check us out over there. You can reach out to us over there. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you have a comment. Have had a couple people ask some questions here just recently. A couple things about the NFL. A couple things about the NFL draft. A couple things about the NBA playoffs. If you'd like to contact us, we would love to hear from you. Today on the show, we are going to be taking a look at a few of the top news stories coming out. Plus, I do want to talk a little more about the NFL draft today. Now, I know it's a very, very popular thing right now to put out winners and losers from the 2018 NFL draft, right? But we can't possibly know how each of these players is going to perform. We haven't even seen them on a professional football field yet, but if we look closely enough, I bet we can pick up on a few things that will make for some winners and losers. We're just going to have to search a little deeper than just the surface stuff. But I think if we do that, I think we can find a few things that are out there. A couple things coming out in the world of breaking news. First off, it sounds like Golden State Warriors guard Steph Curry is going to make his postseason debut tonight for game two of the Golden State Warriors second round series against the New Orleans Pelicans. The Warriors have listed Steph Curry as probable. You know, it was about 5 weeks ago that Curry had that sprain to his knee. He has missed, 15, 16 games. Now, the plan all along, they said, was that he was going to return at some point during this second round, and here he is. He's been participating in practices. He wanted to try it, I guess, for game one. You know, honestly, though, the Warriors didn't need him for game one. They blew the Pelicans out. Now they say they're going to have him for game two. If I am Golden State, you have to be a little bit cautious with game two. And I'm not saying don't play Curry. I'm saying that blowout in game one sometimes gets into your head that, oh, we're so much better than them. They handled the Pelicans. That wasn't close in game one. I have a feeling that series could end up maybe being a little bit tighter than what we might think. Want to see how things go tonight. Should be an interesting game out at Golden State. Here's a story that you might have missed. Do you realize, told you a minute ago, going to talk a little bit about the NFL draft, but do you realize that a record 106 underclassmen who were granted early eligibility for that 2018 NFL draft and entered the draft last Thursday, hoping to get drafted, there were 37 of those players that went unselected. That's 35% of the 106. And I realize many of those players are still going to get an opportunity. They're going to be signed as undrafted free agents. And sometimes that's not a bad thing, because when you get drafted, you have to go to the team that takes you. But if you're an undrafted free agent, you can kind of pick and choose and say, hey, what team could best fit my needs? What team needs maybe what I can bring to the table? So sometimes that's not a bad thing. When you look at some of the top underclassmen, went undrafted. Notre Dame running back Josh Adams. Florida State defensive back Tavarius McFadden. Indiana wide receiver Simi Cobbs. Pitt wide receiver Quadri Henderson. They did not get picked up. The interesting part about this to me is that we only hear about this in college basketball, don't we? And that is primarily because the NBA draft is so much shorter. I mean, there's so many less players. The league is so much smaller in terms of players per roster, right? We just had a big commission on all of the problems in college basketball, right? And they're looking around saying, how are we going to fix college basketball? What are we going to do to fix college basketball? We've got to fix college basketball. Hey, this isn't just a college basketball problem. This seems to kind of be a pro sports, amateur sports problem. And we are seeing it in both college basketball and college football. 35% of these kids that declared, they didn't get picked. So now what do they do? Now, while I blame the pro sports leagues for their rules as far as when can players make the jump, because they haven't made that make the most sense, I blame the colleges and the NCAA for their rules about these kids that didn't get selected, these kids that can't go, these kids that didn't get a team. Because what do they do now? If a team doesn't sign them as an undrafted free agent, where do they go? What do they do? Now, they may have gotten bad information. Maybe they were just desperate, hoping they would get picked. Or maybe they had an inflated sense of what was going to happen in the draft. Man, these teams are going to be knocking down the door to get me. That didn't happen. Whatever it was, why in the world should these kids not be able to go back to school? Who cares? And I know they say, well, what if there's an agent? What if there is payment? Whatever. Put that stuff aside. Let's just say that they didn't get an agent. Let's just say they haven't hired an agent yet. Why can't they go back to school? Makes absolutely no sense. And again, we tend to focus on college basketball. And I understand there are some filthy things that went on in college basketball and are still going on in college basketball. It's not just a college basketball program. They can open up that commission and just talk about college basketball if they want to. There is a major problem just in general. Because if there's money out there, young kids are going to try to get paid. And these kids are trying to get paid. They want to make it to the league. They don't get drafted. Let them go back to school. Who cares? One other story coming out in the world of Major League Baseball. You know, we've talked about a little bit here on the Dose. The Los Angeles Dodgers. Wow, they are starting slow in this 2018 campaign, aren't they? And we saw them lose again on Sunday to the San Francisco Giants. But this time, we saw manager Dave Roberts. No, he's going to do some things. He's going to change some things up. He pulled last year's Rookie of the Year, Cody Bellinger, in the fifth inning for what he described as a lack of hustle on a double. Now, I guess we can debate that specific play. But I haven't seen a whole lot of lackadaisical play from Cody Bellinger. He plays pretty hard, it seems like, all the time. Maybe he doesn't always succeed. Maybe the outcome isn't always great, but the effort is usually there. So can I just throw out a theory on what's going on in Los Angeles? Manager Dave Roberts, yeah, he's starting to get nervous. He's starting to get really nervous. This is Roberts trying to send a message to his team. Hey, if he can bench Cody Bellinger, who does hustle pretty much all the time, who plays hard seemingly every time we step out there, he can bench me. What's he going to do to me? He might cut me. Now, Bellinger is the right kind of kid to do this to, because he is going to be the kind of kid that is going to be like, man, I'm going to try harder. I'm going to work even harder. Some guys wouldn't do that. Some guys would go the other way. But this is a message to the rest of the team saying, hey, you guys better step up your game, because here's the problem for Dave Roberts. They keep going down this path. He's going to be the one looking for work. He has to get this thing turned around. It might be a little desperate to try so early in this season to make a move like this. I'm going to bench Bellinger, see if it'll wake the rest of these guys up. But I think Roberts is starting to feel the pressure of the Dodgers starting off so slow. Hey, coming back, the NFL draft is now complete. And yes, you're going to hear a lot of talk about who won the draft, who lost the draft. And it is, it's kind of tough to really be able to tell until we see these guys on the field, not just right away, but until we see these guys on the field for like 3 or 4 years. But I bet if we look hard enough, we can probably sort out a few winners and losers from this draft. So the 2018 NFL draft took place this past weekend, started of course Thursday, saw some surprises, ran through Friday and Saturday. And like I said, I realize it's way too early to be declaring winners and losers, but we're going to try to look a little closer at the NFL draft and see if we can't figure out who may have won and who may have lost. Because believe it or not, there are some things that are pretty apparent already we can see some winners and some losers already from this NFL draft. Let's take a look at some winners and losers. I've got a winner first and foremost, and we'll have to see how it all shapes up. But I have to say the New York Giants are a winner because the Giants had to be thinking that Penn State running back Saquon Barkley, he's going to go first. And then what are we going to do? We have a number of needs on this team. If Saquon Barkley goes first, though, now we've got a decision. Do we go with the quarterback? Do we start grooming the heir apparent to Eli Manning? Do we go defense? Do we go offensive line? Where do we go? And then when they pick at number two, Saquon Barkley's still there. That's a gift. He falls right into their lap. You want to fix a struggling quarterback in Eli Manning. You want to fix a struggling sometimes offense and offensive line for sure. Yeah, let's go ahead and add an explosive running back into the mix. I don't have any idea why he fell to them. I really don't. Very, very strange to me. But the New York Giants have to be a winner. I don't know what Saquon Barkley is going to do. I think he's going to be pretty good. If he stays healthy, I think he's going to be a load back there. But they took the decision off the table when he falls to them. New York Giants are a definite winner in my book. I'm going to name a loser. This might not go over big, but I'm going to name a loser. And that is going to be the top pick in the NFL draft, Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield.
You're my boy, Blue!
Now, first off, I'm not saying Baker Mayfield's going to be awful. I'm really not. I would prefer that he be good. I would prefer that he be entertaining and that the Browns get back to being a respectable franchise, which they haven't been in years. But you have a situation for Baker Mayfield right now where there's not a ton of talent from his supporting cast, right? Like, we can all admit that. The Browns don't have this plethora of talent they're going to be surrounding him with. So he's going to be in Cleveland with the cupboard at least a little bit bare, right? You go out. You put all of the expectations on this guy, Baker Mayfield, that while I like, he has been a little distracted at times. I really felt like the ideal situation for Baker Mayfield, if I'm just looking at it just for Baker Mayfield's point of view, it would have been much, much better for him had he fallen to a second, a third round situation. But of course, the NFL is so desperate for quarterbacks in this league, he goes number one. So now he has very little help. Oh, and very, very high expectations. You're the number one pick. Dude, lead the way. You, 6 foot quarterback, you're going to be the guy. You're going to have to lead us back to being respectable again. Revive the Cleveland Browns. That is a lot to put on Baker Mayfield's shoulders. Maybe he's up to it. I like the fact that he has a huge chip on his shoulder. Honestly, I'm kind of rooting for the guy. But that is a tough, tough situation to be put in. High expectations and very little help. Good luck, Baker Mayfield. Speaking of college quarterbacks, I'm going to give a winner to college quarterbacks right now. Because if you are a college quarterback, you have to be loving this 2018 NFL draft. There were 13 total quarterbacks selected in it. Five of those quarterbacks were selected in the first round. Let me ask you this. How many of those quarterbacks are can't-miss prospects? How many of them are the John Elways, the Peyton Mannings, the Andrew Lucks? Zero. That's how many. Baker Mayfield has a ton of questions. Sam Darnold has questions. Josh Rosen has questions. Josh Allen has questions. If you are a college quarterback right now, hey, just go out this next season and show something, anything. Because if you do, if you show the slightest bit of promise, we have seen NFL teams will snap you up way too early. When you look at the quarterbacks just taken, how many of them are true top 10 picks? Probably none of them in a good, solid quarterback year. Those are second, third round guys, maybe late first round, maybe middle first round. Baker Mayfield, top pick? Hey, if you're a college quarterback, you are a winner. It might not be a long, bountiful career, but you can have fun for a while. You can get drafted early because the NFL is so desperate for quarterbacks. Gonna give a loser to Wyoming quarterback Josh Allen. because this guy went from being a possible top pick to dropping to the number 7 spot. And now, like, you have to wonder if it had anything to do with him dropping some idiotic tweets back when he was in middle school where he was saying racist things. Okay, little break here. Maybe if you're a little bit older, you don't have to listen to this, but kids of today, let me give you a little advice on a few things, okay? First, your tweets on Twitter, I know you think you're hilarious and I know you think you're super clever, but they can always be pulled back up. And maybe you're not going to the NBA or the NFL, but you're just going for a job interview. And if your boss goes and he pulls back your old tweets, don't post anything stupid. They might end up following you around like herpes. Second, if you're a young, non-black person, don't say the N-word. Ever. Now, you're going to be thinking right now, well, what if the song says it? Nope, still not okay. Well, what if I'm just joking around? Nope, still not okay. Well, what if my black friends say it's okay for me to say it? No, no, no. Is there ever an excusable reason for me to say it? No. I'm telling you right now, listen to the Daily Dose and you're welcome later. Now, you might be sitting here thinking, okay, well, how much of a loser is Josh Allen though? He still got drafted at number 7. He still has a pretty bright future up in Buffalo. That's true. That's true. But you know what? He's still going to have to answer for those tweets. He's still going to have to answer in his own locker room and out on the playing field against opponents for what he posted. Yes, maybe he was just a young dumb kid that thought he was cute. Hey, if Josh Allen had listened to the Daily Dose, he wouldn't have the problem. Therefore, he's a loser. Also, I mean, he's got to play in Buffalo, so kind of a loser there too. Good luck with all of that. I'm going to give a winner, and I'm going to give a winner to Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck. Hey, it has been a long time since we had Andrew Luck on any type of winner's list, right? But in this NFL draft, the Indianapolis Colts actually drafted 6 offensive players, including Notre Dame offensive guard Quentin Nelson. Quentin Nelson's pretty good. It has been so long since the Colts got Luck any true help. Honestly, I was convinced they hated his guts. They wanted him to retire. Now, I don't know if any of these other offensive players are going to help, but Quentin Nelson, he should help right away. I realize he's better as a run blocker than a pass blocker, but he should still help keep defenders off of that shoulder that I'm still not sure if it's fully healthy. And that has to be a good thing, doesn't it? I mean, they're talking about Andrew Luck having to completely relearn how to throw a football. That's never a good sign if you're an NFL quarterback, is it? The fact that they went and got Quentin Nelson, that has to be a good thing for Andrew Luck. Maybe it just keeps him on the field a little bit longer. Maybe it helps that shoulder. I will promise you, Andy Luck's spleen is telling the Indianapolis Colts management, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because if I get hit one more time, I promise you, I'm going to explode like a Mentos dropped in a bottle of Coca-Cola. That's not going to work. I've got another loser for you. And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say you're just picking on that team. You're just picking on the evil empire. I've got to give a little bit of a loser to the New England Patriots. I know everything the New England Patriots does is golden. Why would you ever doubt the Patriots? It's all good for the New England Patriots. They never do anything wrong, right? I'm not so sure about that. Remember, the New England Patriots traded away wide receiver Brandon Cooks. They wanted to move up, get a little bit of a higher pick in the draft. First pick they take, offensive tackle Isaiah Wynn out of Georgia. And you sit there and say, okay, well, they want to get some more protection for Tom Brady. Wynn is a big dude, 6'2", 313. Yeah, but he's not going to be a tackle at the next level. He's going to be a guard. He doesn't have the feet to play tackle at that level. I'll promise you that. So I know everyone's sitting there and saying, hey, they had to go out. They had to replace Nate Solder. Isaiah Wynn's not going to replace Solder. That's not going to happen. He's probably going to be an NFL guard. So that didn't really happen. Then with the next pick, they went and they got Georgia running back Sony Michel. I like him. He's fast. He's very, very quick. Is he going to move a pile? No. Now, What was the problem for the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl? Was it their lack of ability to move the football? Or was it their lack of ability to stop the other team from moving the football? Yeah, the Patriots didn't really go out and address those defensive needs. Wouldn't you think they would have went out and got some defensive linemen? I realize offensive tackle, there weren't a whole lot of choices out there. Wouldn't you go out and get some linebackers? Wouldn't you go out and get some defensive line? They didn't do that. So I realize everything the Patriots do is golden. Yeah, I have some questions about what they did in that NFL draft. They had two picks in the first round. And I don't know if we really saw them address true needs that they have. They still have some holes that they got to figure out on that roster. Hey, coming back, we will continue to take a look at this 2018 NFL draft and see if we can't find a few more winners and losers. Just a quick reminder that if you've got any shopping that you might need to do, and Mother's Day is coming really, really fast, so you might as well head over to lootcrate.com/dailydose, where you can find the latest pop culture collectibles that feature your favorite TV shows, movies, and video games. May's Loot Crate theme, it's out, and it's called Role Models. It features items from Arrested Development, Archer, Deadpool, and The Punisher. The best part about ordering from Loot Crate, when you check out, make sure you type Daily Dose in the coupon box. We are going to get you 10% off of your order. Maybe you need to save a little money for Mother's Day. Make sure that you stop by lootcrate.com/dailydose. Okay, let's continue on with our look at the 2018 NFL draft. And again, might have to dig a little bit, but I think we can find some winners and losers. I'm going to give a winner out to the New York Jets. Wait, not the New York Jets. I'm going to give a winner to the New York Jets fans. Okay? Look, I'm not sure that there is a quarterback that was in this class that is up to the task of being a true franchise quarterback. I have a lot of doubts. And I sure don't know if there's a quarterback actually good enough to be a true franchise quarterback for the New York Jets. But hey, USC quarterback Sam Darnold, he falls to them at number 3, and at least for a little while now, Jets fans can have some hope that maybe he's going to be the guy. Maybe he actually will be the franchise guy. Because think of how many have failed being the Jets quarterback. They have taken picks before. They have not worked out. So when you're a Jets fan, you take the good when you can get the good. And right now, if you're looking at this draft, you'd say, well, Sam Darnold, yeah, he might be the guy. Let's say he's the guy. We have our franchise quarterback. Yay, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Right now, they've got their franchise quarterback. Enjoy it. Enjoy the heck out of it, Jets fans. I mean, at least until the games, you know, actually start. And then it might all change. But for right now, enjoy it. I'm going to give a loser to Baltimore Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. The Baltimore Ravens go 9-7 last season. They might have even made the postseason, but they couldn't do much on offense. They specifically couldn't throw the ball much at all. So Joe Flacco's hanging out on Thursday night, figures I'll turn on the NFL draft, see what new weapons they're going to get me to try to fix this offense. If I could just get a little bit of offense going, we might be postseason bound. I mean, yes, he got Michael Crabtree and John Brown, but we all know that's really not what it looks like, right? Like, those aren't the same players that we used to think of as being those players. That's a little bit different. He would probably like, I don't know, maybe a tight end. Maybe Joe Flacco would like a legitimate running back. Do you realize that the Ravens' leading ball carrier last season was Alex Collins? Or maybe the Ravens are going to go get some defensive help. Beef up that unit. That way, at least Joe Flacco doesn't have to score as much. Okay. So the Ravens have the 25th pick in the draft in the first round. They select South Carolina tight end Hayden Hurst. Joe Flacco is ecstatic. Hey, he's not a bad player. Pretty fast, big guy, decent hands. Sounds like he's got a pretty good attitude. Sounds like he's going to try to become a better blocker. He might be a nice big target for Joe Flacco. It's a pretty good start. And then, it's not over. The Ravens make a trade with the Philadelphia Eagles to get another first round pick. There's some offensive linemen on the board. There's a few running backs on the board. There's even a few wide receivers that are out there. What are they going to get for Joe Flacco next? And with the 32nd pick of the 2018 NFL draft, the Baltimore Ravens select Lamar Jackson, quarterback, Louisville.
What?
So now I have a guy that Ravens fans are going to be screaming for from the very first snap of training camp. Thanks a whole lot for that. Hey, this might actually prove to be a very good draft for the Ravens. I don't think it's going to prove to be a very good draft for Joe Flacco, because he is officially on the hot seat from day one. The fans are going to want to see Lamar Jackson. They will be screaming for Lamar Jackson. Oh, let Joe Flacco throw an interception. Let it actually get ugly. Oh, they're going to be screaming even louder. They're going to want him to be the day one starter, let alone if Flacco actually plays poorly. Yeah, not good for Joe Flacco. I'm going to give a winner to Shaquem Griffin, the former Central Florida linebacker. He got drafted in the fifth round by the Seattle Seahawks. You know, you'll remember, Griffin got some headlines by playing pretty darn good football for UCF, despite only having that one hand. But not only does Griffin get drafted, which is pretty cool, like he's going to get a shot, right? But he also gets to go to a Seattle team that is kind of looking like they're going through a little bit of a rebuild, which might bode well for his chances to actually make the team. And it's also kind of cool. He was drafted by the same team that his brother Shaquille currently plays for. Hey, it's kind of hard not to root for Shaquem Griffin. I mean, how can't you root for this guy? It seems like he's going to at least get a shot in Seattle to prove that he can play at this next level. Definitely give him a winner. I'm going to give a loser to the Oakland Raiders. I know. You're going to say that it's just because I'm biased, because I'm a Denver Broncos fan. I actually think the Raiders might have gotten a steal in this draft. So I'll say that up front, because they picked up Michigan defensive lineman Maurice Hurst in the fifth round. Hurst is a first round talent. The problem for him, he was diagnosed with that heart condition. And so you just don't know his future as far as playing. Like, that's all a little bit dicey. Otherwise, he's a first round talent. But a fifth round pick, like, that's not much of a gamble. So the Raiders got a steal there. I'm not saying that. But some of their other picks, they were a little bit confusing. First round pick Colton Miller, he was a very average offensive tackle. Why was he picked in the first round? Because he had a great showing at the combine. And for me, and this is just me personally, I'm always a little bit leery of combine heroes. I don't care if you can jump high. I don't care how fast you run. I care how you play football. If I go look at the tape, Colton Miller's pretty average. Don't buy all the hype about the NFL combine. That can trick you a little bit. Second rounder, PJ Hall, that might have been way early for the Raiders to select him. Don't draft for position, draft for talent. I think PJ Hall might have been there in the third round. They take him in the second. But that wasn't it. It wasn't just about the draft. The Raiders also made a trade for troubled Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver Martavis Bryant. Hey, there's no question Bryant is talented, but he's been suspended for violating the banned substance rules multiple times now. And I mean, he's been kind of a prima donna in the locker room. And think about that for 1 second, because Martavis Bryant managed to be one of the biggest jerks in a locker room that has Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown, and Le'Veon Bell in it. Like, that's really saying something. When you're the guy that Pittsburgh management looks at and goes, yeah, this guy's got to go. Like, these other ones, they're kind of a pain. This guy's got to go. Like, he's too much even for us. When you're getting dumped by that group, I don't know if the Oakland Raiders helped themselves that much in this draft. I'm going to give a winner to college running backs. It wasn't just the quarterbacks that got gobbled up in the NFL draft. NFL teams selected 20 running backs in this draft. 7 of them went in the first 2 rounds, and it's kind of funny, because we were just looking at the running back position in the past few years, kind of thinking, maybe that's a thing of the past. I mean, they get injured. They don't have any longevity. But a big-time running back we have seen can make your team look a whole lot better than they might even be. Think about players like Ezekiel Elliott, like Kareem Hunt, like Leonard Fournette, that totally changed the look of their team because they take pressure off their quarterback. They take pressure off their defense by running the football. Can any of these guys taken this year be that kind of a running back? No question. Saquon Barkley? I like Rashad Penny a lot. Sony Michel? Maybe. Nick Chubb, Ronald Jones, Kerryon Johnson, Darius Geis, they all have a shot to change the look of their team. And as a result, if they do, again, college running backs, hey, just show you can do something. We know the NFL is going to grab you when they can. I'm going to give one final loser. Who else could I possibly give it to? I told you last week, I didn't think the Cleveland Browns could manage to screw this up. They had two of the top four picks. And then they used the top pick in the entire draft on a 6-foot quarterback that is used to playing against Big 12 defenses. I'm not saying Baker Mayfield can't play at this level, but I mean, if you just looked at that on paper, it doesn't look good, right? Then they used their next pick, the 4th overall pick, on an undersized cornerback in Ohio State corner, Denzel Ward? Yeah, what could possibly go wrong there? Hey, it's not that Cleveland didn't get any talent. I think they did. Baker could end up being a player. Ward could end up being a player. They got Nick Chubb. Antonio Callaway possibly could be a steal if he isn't a complete idiot. He's a talented guy. But you had two of the top four picks. You got Baker Mayfield and Denzel Ward. Are either one of those guys sure things? Not even close. And that would concern me a lot if I am the Cleveland Browns. Hey, tomorrow is Wednesday. We are going to be taking a look at some of the top sports stories, some of the top things coming out in the world of sports. And, you know, tomorrow just might be an interesting day in sports history. Might have to talk about that a little bit. Plus, we will have our Daily Dose Hump Day Power Rankings. You never know what we might be ranking this week, so you have to make sure that you stop by. Hey, I have to say thank you so much for listening to the Daily Dose. For all of you that share the show, for all of you that tell your friends, that email us, that text us, that message us, thank you very, very much. It is appreciated. I have to say thank you to JSP. Could not do any of this without you. Have a great Tuesday. I will see you all tomorrow.